Praise the Lord. Just excited about today, period. Appreciative to the Lord that we yet have life, health, and strength, that he has allowed us to see another day that was not promised to us, but another day that he woke us up, he started us on our way, he blew the breath of life into our nostrils again. So every time I wake up, I am excited. Every time I wake up, glory to God, and I can see my surroundings, glory to God, I have eyes to see, ears to hear, hands to use, feet to walk on, glory to God, a mouth to talk with. I wake up praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I appreciate all the men and women of God that is on the line with us this morning. Hallelujah. Again, I say it's not about me. It's about God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we do come on. Hallelujah. In this virtual sanctuary this afternoon to lift our Savior up. Hallelujah. With words of praise. Hallelujah, prayer and adoration. We thank God, hallelujah, for the opportunity to be on the line today. Glory to God. I'm going to open us up in prayer. Praise the Lord. And after opening us up in prayer, Minister Paris is going to open us up with give us a congregational scripture, and after her, Pastor LaShonda Drake will lead us into praise and worship. Amen. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, we do thank you for this day, for this is still the day, hallelujah, that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for our going out and our coming in. We thank you for how you watched over us, how you protect us, how you led us, how you guided us. We thank you for the joy of the Lord. It is our strength. We thank you because we know that there is nobody greater than our God. Hallelujah. Our God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and more than we could ever ask or think, even pray. We come to you, hallelujah, in expectancy. We come to you rejoicing in you. Our Father, our Daddy, glory to God, hallelujah, being able to call upon you right now, while the blood is yet running warm in our veins. Oh, it's no mistake, hallelujah, that we are gathered together on this prayer line, on this worship line, hallelujah, with praise, worship, and adoration. Oh, we magnify you, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Everything belongs to you. And Father God, all to you we owe. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Father God, we pray for every prayer warrior, every intercessor, every minister, every preacher, every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, anyone under the sound of our voices today, Father God. We pray that you will keep us all in perfect peace according to Isaiah 26:3. You will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on you. Thank you, Father God, for watching over us and, hallelujah, watching over us and keeping us. Thank you for not allowing us to be distracted by the devil. Hallelujah. Oh, my little feet. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you for this day. We thank you for for right now. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless Apostle Herb, Bishop Isaac Herb, Father God. Hallelujah. All the Cornerstone Deliverance Church, Father God, our special people in Christ, the outreach ministries people. Hallelujah. Kingdom Living Fellowship people. Hallelujah. Any other ministries that's recognized on this prayer line, on this church service line, oh God, all everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, we pray, hallelujah, that you keep us all in perfect peace. These things we do ask in your holy name alone, and we say glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah, glory to God. Minister Parrish, if you would open us up with your scripture for today for the congregation, please.
Today's scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 98. Please turn to Psalm 98, and once you reach it, please say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 1. It's Psalm 98, verses 1 through 9. Verse 1. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Verse 2, the Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the heathen. Verse 3, he hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Verse 4, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Verse 5, sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm. Verse 6, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Verse 7, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse 8, let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Verse 9, before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. And the word of God is already blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Parrish. Good morning. Good morning. Well, good afternoon, Sister Parrish. Carmen, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Pastor LaShonda Drake, we give it into your hands for praise and worship services.
Amen. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You
Amen.
Are holy.
Amen.
Oh, so holy. You are holy. Oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own.
Thank you, Lord.
You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, so faithful. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You are faithful. Yes. Oh,
praise
so
God.
What a privilege shame and honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Welcome into this place.
Yes.
Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to inhabit the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Welcome into this place. Welcome, Lord Jesus. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to inhabit the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts. And so we lift our hands as we lift our hearts.
Yes.
This praise unto your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All that is within me, I will bless his holy name. Our God, glory to God, is an awesome God. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. All-knowing, all-seeing God. Our God is worthy to be praised. So, welcome into this place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Talking about into our body, into our heart, into our mind. Hallelujah. To come in and take full control of us. To live, move, and have your being on the inside of us. You are welcome. That's what welcome means. We open up, oh God, hallelujah. We give everything to you, Holy Ghost. Come on in, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You told us in your word, oh God, hallelujah. If there be two or three gathered together in your name, you will be in our midst, oh God. We give you in our midst, oh God. Have no mistake about it. We know that you are here. You are welcome. Into our heart, into our mind, into our body, into our soul, oh God. In every area of our life, oh God, hallelujah, you are welcome. We hold nothing back, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We give everything to you right now, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We humbly submit ourselves to you, oh God.
know what we have need of before we even ask, knowing that you are a provider. Hallelujah, that you are mind regulator. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you right now.
Yes, Lord.
For being such a good God. For being such a mighty God. Hallelujah. All knowing and all seeing God. My God, my God, my God. We magnify you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you even for the word on today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for always going above and beyond boundaries, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing yourself, hallelujah, to die for us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for going above and beyond the boundaries and the limits, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for everything We say thank you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you even now because you went a little bit further by allowing your son Jesus to die. To die on the cross for all of our sins, hallelujah, so that we might be saved. Thank you for not just stopping with the children of Israel, but thank you, Father God, for going beyond the boundaries, hallelujah, and including the Gentiles, we, your people. Thank you for engrafting us in, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for looking beyond our faults and sin, our needs. We say, welcome into this place. And we know that you are holy. Oh, so holy. And it is such a privilege at your throne. This is a form of worship, coming together to reach your word, oh God. Hallelujah, to hear your word, oh God, is another form of worship. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Parrish. Glory to God.
Yes,
you read the word of God for me, please.
The word for today is coming from Ephesians 3. Once you have reached Ephesians chapter 3, please say amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm starting from verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you words, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Verse 10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. We're still talking about going beyond the limits, going beyond the boundaries. Glory to God. Our Father made it possible for his son Jesus to come, to die, rise again. Hallelujah. Glory to God and hallelujah. Got Paul, who was once called Saul, that was a persecutor of the saints of God. He was valiant, so he said, for the Lord, part of the Sanhedrin court. He knew a lot about God. He knew a lot about the scrolls. He knew a lot about the things that had been written, but he could not see what was right in front of him. And that was because it wasn't time yet. Hallelujah. In verse 5, he says, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Glory to God. Wonder what spirit is he talking about? The power and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. He couldn't see physically or spiritually. He could see naturally. He was able to see how to get to the men and women of God, those that believed that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. He was able to persecute the saints, the sons and daughters of God, but on his way, hallelujah, glory to God, on a road trip, the Bible states that he was knocked off that donkey. And when he looked up, he was blind. Now he's blinded naturally. He was already blinded spiritually, but the Lord took the blinders off, and he was able to reveal to him through the holy apostles and through the Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The power of the Holy Ghost revealed to him not only is this life that I have written about, not only this ministry, this love, this kindness, this tender mercy that I have given unto Israel. Hallelujah. There are others. Hallelujah. And they are the Gentiles. I also, according to verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body. Hallelujah. And partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. I'm so glad he didn't leave me out. I'm so glad he didn't leave you out.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm so grateful for his grace and for his mercy. I'm so grateful, hallelujah, that he opened up Paul's eyes to see. Glory to God, and gave him that holy boldness. Glory to God, that same boldness that he had to go out and kill the saints of God when he thought they were doing wrong, when he thought they were ignorant. Oh, my God. But our God, hallelujah, made him a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. Hallelujah. And then he says, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Effectual, continual working of Jesus. I don't know if that's of his power, hallelujah, given unto him who was the least of all the saints, glory to God. He took that thing, hallelujah, he took that man, hallelujah, that everybody was afraid of, hallelujah, because they couldn't trust him. Oh, it's some of us that God could not trust. Oh, people said, now you don't want him doing that for you. Now you don't want him doing nothing for you. Oh, but God, I don't see. Oh, what a difference. I don't see. The power of God will make in our life. The effectual working of his power on the inside of us. How he will make you clean on the inside. Hallelujah. Even though others don't like you, even though others may talk about you, oh, they remember when you were bad, when you were doing drugs. Oh, my God, when you were drinking, whatever the sin, it may have been, but Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, he made us clean on the inside. He changed our walk. He changed our talk. Hallelujah. Won't he make you clean inside? And while you're clean on the inside, it'll show on the outside. Glory to God. But he had a man named Saul. Hallelujah. That he knocked him on his butt. And he had to look up and see that Jesus was talking to him. That Jesus, that knew every bad thing about him, was now offering him grace and mercy. He could have killed it, but that's not what he wanted to do. But he made him a minister of the Gentiles.
My gosh.
And he went around preaching the word of God, especially to the Gentiles, to let us know by your that we are part of this gift, this fellowship, this same body that the children of Israel had and still has. But we are part of that promise. He included us. Thank you, Jesus. It didn't have to do with no gifts. Hallelujah, from us. It didn't have to do with us. Hallelujah, bringing bulls and golden sheep. Hallelujah, making sacrifices to God. Oh, it has something to do with his love, his undying love, his effectual love, hallelujah, unto us. Glory to God. He included you and I. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Paul, hallelujah, who was once Saul, began to preach among the Gentiles. Glory to God, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Oh, God, before he engrafted us in, we was like the woman at the well. Oh, how she told Jesus, that, you know, y'all say we supposed to be praying in Jerusalem, and my people said we should be up in the mountain, and then Jesus say, but a day is coming that you won't pray there, you won't pray there. Oh, but he that worships the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship Amen. The Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. He has included us. Hallelujah. He was hid from us, but he's opened our eyes so that we can see. He's opened our ears so that we can hear. He's opened our heart so that we can receive his word. Hallelujah. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah. How long does he have to knock? How long does he have to knock? Will you open the door? Won't you let him in? Mama, you're going to see. Won't you let him in? He said, if you let me in, I will come and sup with you and you with me. We will have fellowship together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Won't you let him in? He's already gone to the uttermost. To the uttermost, we know he's saved. To the uttermost, he laid down his own life and put it out for your little son. Allowed himself for your little son to die for us so that we might be saved. Verse 10 says to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Teach us, dear Jesus. Teach us, dear Lord. Teach us. Give us more wisdom. Give us more knowledge. Give us more understanding, oh God. We're ready to receive you, oh God. Hallelujah. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He told the saints of God, yes, I'm going through, but that's okay. It's, I can go through. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But in verse 14, he says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, glory to God, that he would grant you, hallelujah, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, glory to God, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, thereby that ye by being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, glory to God, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with the fullness of God. Glory to God. I know we're so quick to say what Ephesians 3 and 20 says. Oh, but let us learn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we start learning Ephesians 3, 16 through 20. I would like for you to repeat after me. That he would grant me.
That he would grant me.
According to his riches in glory.
According to his riches in glory.
To be strengthened with might.
To be strengthened with might.
By his spirit in the inner man.
By his spirit in the inner man.
Amen. That Christ may dwell in our hearts.
That Christ may dwell in our hearts.
By faith. That we being rooted and grounded in love.
That we may be rooted and grounded in love.
May be able to comprehend. With all saints. What is the breath?
What is the length?
What is the depth?
And the height.
And to know the love of Christ. Which passes knowledge. That we might be filled with all the fullness of God.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Now, verse 20, I'm sure we all know. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly,
above all that we ask or think,
for things. Amen.
According to the power that worketh in us.
According to the power that worketh in us.
Throughout all ages, you don't even have to repeat it. I'm going to say it. Unto him be, hallelujah, glory in the church by Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus, throughout all ages, throughout the world, unto the end. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory
hallelujah,
to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Going beyond boundaries, limitations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And doing what verse 6 says, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of, hallelujah, his promise in Christ by the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am one of them today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To know, hallelujah, the gift of the grace of God given unto us by the effectual working of his power. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Anybody besides me glad that Jesus lifted you? Let's give the Lord a yes, praise. Hallelujah, glory, glory. Thank you, Father God, for lifting us. Thank you for including us.
Thank you,
Jesus. For everything that you have done for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify him for his word. And I pray, hallelujah, that you do not forget this word of today. I will pray, hallelujah, that everyone will take it upon themselves to learn Ephesians 3 and 6, and then to learn Ephesians 3:16, hallelujah, all the way down to the end. Hallelujah. Learn it. And when I say learn it, that means learn it and you can recite it without going to the scriptures.
Amen.
Learn it. Hallelujah. So much that it becomes a part of you. Learn it. So when somebody say, you're not saved, I can go back to Ephesians 3 and 6. Glory to God.
Yes.
And I can say it, I'm standing on the promises of Jesus. It's in his word. It's in his word. I'm saved. I'm a fellow heir. I am part of his body. I am part of the promise of Christ. Hallelujah. No matter what it's looking like, no matter what it's sounding like, not even what it's feeling like, no matter, we trust God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We trust God, not man, but we trust God. Man, the failure, but God said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you.
forsake you. I am with you until the end of the world. Hallelujah. He told us to call upon him and he will answer us and show us great and mighty things, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come together in unity and in strength. We thank you, hallelujah, for being our Lord and for being our Savior. And Father God, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice that do not know you, Father God, we want to pray for them and pray with them, Father God. Hallelujah, that they will allow you to come into their heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Ardeen, are you on the line with us? Glory to God. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come in to my heart. Come in to my heart. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says that we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:1. And the Lord said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. St. John 3:16. And the Lord says in John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. God created us in his own image to have abundant life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us another chance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. The Father God, if there be anyone, hallelujah, under the sound of my voice this evening, oh God, that do not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, we want to pray with them, Father God. We want to help usher you in to their life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, that you are giving them this opportunity today. Hallelujah, you say we must trust Jesus as our Lord and Savior and receive him in our heart by personal invitation. Again, what he says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him, and he with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he tells us in John 1:12, but as many as received him, talking about Jesus, to them Amen. He gave the right to become children of God. Hallelujah. To those who believe in his name. And that is John 1:12. Hallelujah. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. So now what you need to do, if you do not know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, admit that you are a sinner. Hallelujah. Then be willing, hallelujah, to repent, to turn from your ways. Then want to say, I want to receive the Lord Jesus into my heart. We know that Jesus died, hallelujah, on that cross. Oh, but thank God that he rose again from that grave. Hallelujah. So through prayer, we will pray with you. Glory to God that you would allow the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come into your heart right now. And if you have decided to follow Jesus, please repeat after me. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner. I want to turn from my sin. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe, Jesus, that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and that you rose again. Hallelujah. I want to receive you into my heart. Hallelujah. I want you to take control of my life. I want to trust you, Jesus, as my Lord and as my Savior. And I want to follow you all the days of my life. Praise the Lord. We believe, hallelujah, if you repeated that prayer after us, after me, that the Lord Jesus Christ did come into your life. Hallelujah. And he did make you a new creature. Hallelujah, and the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and we are rejoicing also. Glory, hallelujah. We do thank the Lord, hallelujah, for anyone that chose to follow Jesus today. And if there were any backsliders on the line, we pray for you as well, that you will come back to Jesus, come back to Jesus. Come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know who your Lord and Savior is. And we know that without God, we can do nothing. But with God, we can do anything, everything, but fail. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Glory to God that you're on the line with us today. Hallelujah. And if you, hallelujah, did receive the Lord into your heart and into your life, and if you would like to get in contact with us at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, you're welcome to call 1-800-373-6948, extension 801. Again, 1-800-373-6948, extension 801. You will be put into Apostle Asia Heard. If you would also like to contact us via the website, it's www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Again, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord for the daughter ministry that's also with Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We have Kingdom Living Fellowship under the leadership of Prophetess Maggie Covina. You can contact her at 1-800-373-6948, extension 815. Again, 1-800-373-6948, extension 815. She is in Midway, Georgia. Spices Ministries, which is me, Apostle E.B. Wright, another daughter ministry, hallelujah, under Cornerstone Deliverance Church. You can reach me at 1-800-373-6948, extension 814. Again, 1-800-373-6948, extension 814. We do praise the Lord for everything that he did for us today during the services that was rendered unto him. We praise and thank the Lord for you being a part of the body of Christ. Glory to God. They came in to agreement with us in Sunday school and in praise and worship services this afternoon. We thank the Lord for Apostle Asia Hurd and Bishop Isaac Hurd. We thank them for all the cornerstone body of Christ people. Hallelujah, for making this line available. Hallelujah, for us. And if there's anyone that would like to give an offering or a donation or to pay your tithe, hallelujah, then you are able, glory to God, to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're able. They have three ways, glory to God, that you can give. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to look up the information. I told them I was going to try to be ready for this. Hallelujah. Three ways that you can give. You can give via the mail. If you like, glory to God, you could send it to P.O. Box 1143, Edmonton, North Carolina, 27932. Glory to God. Or you can go to Cash Pay, put in the $ CSDC12. Or you can go to cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com/donate. Those are the three ways that you can give. Donation, pay your tithes, or give an offering. We do thank the Lord for the word of God today. We thank the Lord again for you being on this in this service with us. We pray that the Lord will bless you, hallelujah, throughout the rest of your day and throughout the week. Glory to God. And don't forget, hallelujah, I'm going to be expecting you to learn Ephesians 3 and 6. Glory to God. And Ephesians 3:16 through 21. Amen. But I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, fight, fast, and pray. Agape love, everybody. Agape love.
Amen.
Amen.
Agape love.